This is Tony Silvera, and you're listening to Little Devotional. Please check us online at the iTunes Store or at littledevotional.com. Truth or Consequences is a game show that started on radio and then made a transition to TV. How do you play the famous game? Well, step one, the first step of the game, was for the host to ask a question and for the contestant to answer before the buzzer sounded. Most of the time, the question was something no one will know, and the contestant will usually got it wrong and will play the second part of the game. This was step two, prepare for the consequences. The main part of the show, when the contestant will perform a consequence. This was usually a stunt to entertain the audience, but there were times it was a sentimental thing like reuniting loved ones. Now, I'd like to share a Bible verse in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 13. It says, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight." I'll read it again. "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight." So everything we say and everything we do is known by God. Nothing is hidden from Him. And as Christians, we need to be people of integrity, because your life may be the only Bible that some people will read. Looking for people of integrity in this generation can perhaps be compared to searching for a needle in a haystack. Indeed, it may be easier to identify a grain of salt on a snowstorm. True men and women of integrity are so rare. Are you one of them? Is your life characterized by integrity? You know that God tests our hearts, and Christians are held to a higher standard. You can't say, "Oh, it's okay for me to tell this little white lie or commit this little bit of sin. Who's going to know about it? Who's going to see?" The thing is, God can see. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 17, David says, "I know, my God, that you test the heart and are pleased with integrity." Honesty is being truthful in your relationships, but integrity is being true to yourself, true to your convictions. If God were to condemn all sinners, there wouldn't be anyone left. If God killed all Christian sinners, our churches will be empty. So we need to have the fear of God, and that will help us through life. Now, the fear of God doesn't mean that we are afraid of God. 2 Timothy 1:7 clarifies this, explaining that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-discipline. So as a definition, the fear of God is an awesome respect or a reverence growing out of the greatness and power of God. To revere God is critical. This said, let me share a few important passages about fear of God. 2 Corinthians 5:10, it says, "We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ." Deuteronomy 10:12, "What does the Lord require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways, to love Him, and to serve the Lord?" It is so important to understand who God is and to have a clear conscience. God wants to give us that clear conscience. Better keep yourself clean and bright, because you are the window through which you must see the world. Conscience tells us that we ought to do right, but it does not tell us what right is. This is something we need to learn from reading the Word of God. Take some time today. Is your conscience clean, or is it burned with a hot iron and you cannot feel anything? God placed you in this world so you can have victory under His grace. This is Little Devotional. Check us online at littledevotional.com and learn how you can download this podcast directly into your iPhone, iPod, BlackBerry, or other. If you prefer social media, just go to audioboo.fm/littledevotional. You can download the Audioboo app for free at the iTunes Store and listen to our program on the road.